Broken. Chapter 1. My name is Molly Brooks. Vigilante. Demon. Mind flayer. I killed the man I love. Ended the lives of every enemy he'd had. In one fiery, bloody night. It did not bring him back to me. My friends, the team of supernaturals who followed the demon they knew as the Nain Rouge, tiptoe around me. They want me to eat. They want me to tell them what to do, where to go, the way my love used to. They want me to feed. I will never feed from another. I will keep this city safe, in his honor. I will die trying. I can only hope that it happens sooner rather than later. My wrath is absolute. My lust for death, pain, fear, unending. I have lost myself. I've been lied to, used, left behind by the being I loved most in the world. And this thing I have become, this is exactly what Nain always knew I would be. Damn him for making me do this without him. 6 months, exactly since the day I lost Nain. The day I destroyed him. The day I realized how far he would go to get what he wanted. I'd be lying if I said I didn't hate him. I'd also be lying if I said I didn't love him. Didn't miss him so much it hurt. I spent the first 2 months like a zombie. I stayed in his room, surrounded by his scent. I didn't speak. I didn't eat. I didn't feed. And yet, here I am. Death would not come for me the way I hoped it would. So I did the one thing that would make me feel better. I hunted. My imps found demons, warlocks, vampires for me, and I destroyed them. Each kill momentarily made me feel better. But they didn't ease the pain I felt when I lie in bed at night, alone. The gaping wound in my soul, the one left when our marriage bond had been severed at his death. Well, it never stops hurting. It is eternal pain. This is the cost of the marriage bond between demons. I am living a half-life. That night, I fed, took powers by force. I truly became a mind flayer, a nightmare among nightmares. Power flows through my body, and I can kill in dozens of ways with little more than a thought. But it wasn't just my mind, my powers, that changed under the stress of losing Nain. I changed. I am afraid of myself. I will not use my powers anymore. The temptation to do more of what I did that night is overwhelming. But I still hunt. I go back to the way I used to do things, blades and fist. The only difference now is that I have no qualms about killing my prey. I destroy those who would cause harm to the people of this city. Tonight, 6 months after Nain's death, I hunt werewolves. I revel in their pain and fear, and their deaths fill me for a time. Their blood stains the ground around me, bodies litter the street. The guardians arrive and claim their souls even before I've left the scene. And then I go home, and I am alone, hungry, and afraid again.